This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Let's play a game called Would You Go to the Doctor for This? Okay, would you go to the doctor for this? Now, if you're new to our show, you should know that I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, right? I'm a little Dr. Ford. Jess is a little Dr. Adverse. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say? We kind of fall on different sides of the spectrum. Where do you fall, by the way, Charlotte? Would you say you go to the doctor before you should, or maybe after the fact?
I'm definitely Dr. Avoidant.
Avoidant? Yeah. Okay. So I'm just curious of where you were. Now, yesterday, I ended up going to the doctor, and what I went for...
A paper cut. Was it?
It's some may say close. This is like pretty serious. Like the way this looks.
Oh no.
I was like, this could be bad. This could be like life threatening.
Okay.
But I gotta be honest.
You went to the doctor for this?
Well, I did teledoc.
Oh, okay.
So I even knew maybe this wasn't that serious. I'll use a teledoc if I'm like, I don't know if I'm
just
being crazy.
To call just for funsies at this point.
Just check in.
Just to check in.
See how she's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. On Sunday, I noticed this like bump on my leg and I'm like, looks like an infected hair follicle, but I don't know.
So it is a paper cut. No, man.
But like, y'all, it's been a couple of
days. It's an ingrown hair, I'm telling you right now, and I haven't even seen it. It is, isn't it?
Except you were being way dramatic than that. You were saying you thought it was a spider bite.
I didn't know what it was. And so it's been a couple of days, and it was still there. And I'm like, y'all, what if this was a spider bite? Like, what if like this is like a venomous spider? Because I'd gone for a bike ride like, through the woods, and I was like, what if a spider jumped up on the bike, bit my leg, and now this is a spider bite that I don't know is like infecting my body and I'm gonna die. Like, I'm obviously being a little more dramatic about it, but absolutely that thought went through my head and I'm like, this needs medical assistance. So after a few days.
Wait,
this,
why? Because it was like bubbling up or something?
Yeah. And it was getting bigger and I was like, I need medical care for this.
Wow.
So what do? I go on. And actually, so I'll have you guys look at the picture now. I text you guys the picture.
Okay.
So take a look at that bad boy. Would you have gone, and by the way, it's on my Insta story if you want to go look at it.
Okay, why would you post it on there?
Thank you. Because people need to see this. People need to see this. Would you have gone to the doctor for that or would you not?
No, I would have popped it and then put some hydro whatever on it. Squirt, and you're good to go.
I told my friend, I was like, because basically I did the teledoc.
Wait, you actually went to the doctor for that? You're crazy.
Okay.
Dude, that's so crazy.
It's nuts, but I kind of get it because I had MRSA once.
Yeah.
And it
I don't know what that is. What is
so
that?
So it's like an antibiotic resistant strain of a staph infection.
Yeah.
And it actually was really scary.
Right.
Like I kind of was like,
so the doctor
in a dangerous place. So I get it.
The doctor was like, so I don't actually, it can't be I'm pretty sure that's just like a hair follicle thing.
Yeah.
Like folliculitis or whatever.
So ingrown hair.
Yeah. She's like, but I'll just treat you for MRSA just to make sure.
Oh,
so,
like,
so you did.
I mean,
did you pop it though? Because it's clearly an ingrown hair.
No, it's still on my leg. I'm too freaked out.
I popped that so long ago.
I know.
So, that's so crazy, dude. I think it's just funny because I literally had a bite. It was like here on my arm. And this happened literally last week. So the fact that like we were in the same situation, but you and I went about it in completely different fashions was,
would you?
Got a bite. It low key bubbled up. I was like, that's probably a spider bite. Waited for it to fall off and I'm fine.
You're fine. See, like knowing, but knowing my luck, you fine. Also know my luck. Like, I would have absolutely had a spider bite and would have died
from
it.
Dude, this is an ingrown hair.
It's fine.
How
it's
do
fine.
You even get that as a man? Because you don't shave.
I mean, I still have hair. It can still ingrow.
No,
okay?
You can still get ingrown hair, even like in areas that you don't shave.
Right. Seems like a skill issue.
All right. Let's play $1,000 Minute. You ready to go?
Can I like delete this off my phone? This is actually disgusting.
Yeah, it's not cute. That's why I had to go to the doctor.
If I was like, dude, I feel bad for anyone that like watched your story and was like eating lunch and like that comes about. Like you need to give a warning. That is gross looking, bro.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.